It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. It's Fixer Day down at the Trump trial. Once upon a time, Michael Cohen was the guy who knew anything and everything about Donald Trump. He was his go-to for taking care of things in the Trump orbit. But today on the witness stand, folks, it's safe to say Trump's lawyers would have liked to torpedo him into space. He's rattling off some pretty incriminating syllables about his ex-boss, and defense lawyers can't wait to get to cross-testimony where he is, well, they say he's a lying creep. 1010 Winds newsman Kevin Rincon watching it all for us this afternoon, joining us with the particulars. Kevin.
And Larry, Michael Cohen says in many ways he was just trying to protect the boss. Says in paying Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about her alleged affairs just before the 2016 election is something he had to do for Donald Trump. It's something he would have only done for Donald Trump. Now, that happened days after the Access Hollywood tape was exposed. Stormy Daniels wanted to tell her story. Trump wanted to delay paying her until after the election. Cohen in court says she wouldn't wait. That's when Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg was asked if he could front the money. He said no. David Pecker, the former National Enquirer publisher, said he wouldn't put up the money either. So Cohen paid using a home equity loan. Trump said, don't worry, you'll get the money back. This all according to Cohen. Trump is accused of falsifying business records and Cohen's testimony as an effort to paint a picture of why he would be willing to do that, saying the motivations were all political. Now, as his testimony continues, as you mentioned, Larry, the defense eagerly waiting for cross-examination. Kevin Rincon, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
All right, Kevin, our thanks to you for that. We'll continue watching this thing, folks, gavel to gavel. Meantime, not too far from the Trump trial, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez went on trial for bribery in Manhattan federal court. This isn't his first rodeo in front of a court facing charges, and prosecutors are hoping this time it'll stick. Here's Marla Diamond.
Menendez sat quietly as Judge Sidney Stein gave an overview of the government's sprawling case to a room full of potential jurors. Menendez and his co-defendants, businessmen Wael Hanna and Fred Daves, are accused of a conspiracy involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar in exchange for bribes of cash, gold bars, and luxury items, including a Mercedes-Benz convertible for the senator's wife, Nadine, who will be tried separately for health reasons. Menendez's defense team has indicated they may blame his wife for withholding information from him on her business dealings with the co-defendants. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
In other news, a New York-based expert on arachnids was detained today in Istanbul. He's accused of attempting to smuggle spider and scorpion samples out of Turkey.
You know I'm inclined to ask, who does that? Anyway, Lorenzo Prendini, a curator at the American Museum of Natural History here, allegedly tried to take about 1,500 samples. A Turkish news agency published video showing officers removing plastic bags from his luggage, which appeared to be packed with dead spiders and scorpions. The museum's website says Prendini's research has taken him to more than 30 countries. On time, on budget, and halfway done. And transit officials are celebrating today.
Hoped to not be the infamous choke point its predecessor is, the new Portal Bridge is already 50% done.
This sort of means you've gotten to the top of it, and now you're sort of on the descent to landing and landing in a good place.
Amtrak Chair Tony Kosha. All this despite a recent Inspector General report that cited improvements needed in staffing and the need to identify more outages. NJ Transit President and CEO Kevin Corbett is confident.
It's a positive challenge. Every mega project has different challenges that come and go. If we've gotten this far, I have no doubt the team collectively will deliver this.
The new Portal Bridge is estimated to open in 2 years. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kearney.
In other news, authorities went to arrest a woman in Spuyten Duyvil last Wednesday, discovered a cache of more than 25 pounds of suspected cocaine and fentanyl and $100,000 in cash. The warrant they were executing wasn't even related to their drug discovery. Araceli Ortiz and Jonathan Corona, a guy who was in the apartment with Ortiz at the time, have been charged with criminal possession now of a controlled substance. The operation was a joint effort of local, state, and federal law enforcement. Meantime, people in the neighborhood had been noticing a foul odor for weeks, a Queens neighborhood, but it wasn't until police were called yesterday afternoon at an apartment building in Rego Park that they found out what it was. The cops arrived at the building on 62nd Avenue, finding a badly decomposed body out of sight behind bushes and under scaffolding. The decomposition was so far along, police say they couldn't even determine the sex of the victim. The medical examiner is currently working now to determine the cause of death.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.